Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Capitol Hill. On the program, United States Senator Dean Heller for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 6th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue. And Par Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada public safety groups have joined together to oppose Question 3. Reliable, affordable power is important to consumers, our economy, and public safety. California and other states that tried electric deregulation schemes like Question 3 faced huge rate increases and less reliable power, even rolling blackouts. Higher electric bills for local governments also means less funding for vital services. Please look into the facts about this risky and costly measure. Thank you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Capitol Hill, we are pleased to welcome to the program United States Senator Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you here.
Sam always says, I think I'm your token Republican for your show, correct?
Oh, I don't think so. I have to say that, my initial first question was going to be about the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah.
And then Bob Woodward's book excerpts came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me get your initial thoughts on them.
Well, actually, I was a little disappointed in the book. It's the 10th book now, I think, that's out there right now on this president. And they all say the same thing. And Woodward was no different. This is an interesting president. No doubt this is an interesting president. And in my opinion, 20% of it is all media and media driven. And 80%, I think he gets down to business. Whether that has to do with the economy or trade or immigration or some of these issues. But everybody wants to talk about the 20%. Nobody wants to write a book about that 80% about what this president's accomplishing, and Woodward's no different. So I have to admit I'm very disappointed that he would write another book. And there will be 10 more just like it because that's what the media does. They gang up. And there will be 10 more books just like this that will talk about the 20% that is unique with this particular president instead of the 80% of what he's accomplishing.
Was there anything in the quotes that have been released so far, and the book doesn't come out until September 11th, that concerned you, surprised you, was anything different than you had known before? Because there are a lot of sources, although not named, but reportedly credible, very credible sources.
Well, they called it Crazy Town, and it is Crazy Town. It was Crazy Town under Bush, it was Crazy Town under Obama, and it's still Crazy Town. So nothing's changed. And I know John Kelly, and John Kelly is as honest as the day is long, as if he's saying the quotes that they have reflect on him are wrong. Believe me, they're wrong. So it's sad that they have a bunch of quotes in a book that, frankly, aren't accurate.
Okay, and as you well know, Bob Woodward is a legendary reporter.
That's why I'm disappointed. That's why I'm disappointed. He could do a lot better than this.
Let's move on then to the Kavanaugh hearings.
Sure.
just another circus?
Well, it's crazy town, and you're seeing it. And all this is being orchestrated. And, you know, I heard one senator quote that 30 years ago this would have been a unanimous vote. Frankly, it's a bipartisan group of lawyers out there with the American Bar Association that support this guy. I mean, he gets the highest ratings there are. And some are arguing that he's probably one of the best legal minds to come before the United States Senate in a generation. And it's just too bad to see this dog and pony show that's going on. This has nothing to do with Kavanaugh, by the way. Nothing to do with Kavanaugh. This has everything to do with 2020 presidential politics. And that's what we're seeing out there today.
Do you think that there is a chance in heck that this will be delayed into the next session of Congress?
I'm going to put $100 down, because that's what we do in Nevada, and bet that Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court justice by the end of the month.
No doubt about that.
No. No.
It just doesn't seem, you know, unless there were illness in the Senate on the Republican side where somebody was unable to vote, that there would be a chance.
We'll have a week of hearings today, starting beginning of this week. Then we'll have a markup in the same committee, and that'll go on for a few days. And then we'll probably have a week of discussion on the Senate floor, third or fourth week of September. But by the end of that discussion, there will be a vote. And if there is a delay, it may be delayed into October, but I can't imagine it getting past the election. In fact, I think we've been guaranteed there will be a vote before the election. So I'm going to guess it's going to happen at the end of the month.
This is a particularly crazy month in the Congress. I mean, there are so many bills to be wrapped up by the end of September, and only so many days to get the work done, and pretty huge funding bills.
There are. And the reason it's this busy is because of the President of the United States. He said he would not sign another omnibus. He said he'd veto the next omnibus. So we're, for the first time in 30 years, actually getting the budget done, which, by the way, is good news. I think that's very good news. As you know, I've had legislation that said no budget, no pay for the last 5 or 6 years, and still submit that legislation for every one of these appropriation bills. I think we ought to be doing a budget. We ought to be doing it right. Everybody does. You do. I do. Businesses do. States do. Counties do. Everybody passes a budget, except the federal government hasn't done it for 30 years. We're finally doing it, and the reason we're doing it is because the president says if you don't, I'll shut the government down. I will not sign another omnibus.
Is the defense appropriation the most important one, because anything tied to it is pretty much guaranteed to go through?
Well, there's a point to that. And by the way, to answer your question, yes. Defense appropriation is by far, in my opinion, the most important piece of legislation that we pass every year. I think that's my number one job. In fact, I believe most senators believe that their number one job is to protect America. And so any defense appropriation bill gets a priority and is one of the few bipartisan pieces of legislation left in Congress.
Let's turn our attention to immigration.
Okay.
And in particular, as it pertains, even though it's a national issue that pertains to the whole country, but in particular to Nevada, with under 4% unemployment, we have, and I know you're hearing this when you come around Nevada and visiting different businesses, everybody needs employees.
Correct.
I mean, I was talking to a roofing company that's one of my clients the other day. They said they could do $10 million more business this year if they had employees. Everybody from farm workers all the way to high tech needs employees.
Yeah.
Is there a way, you know,
first of all, let's not forget who's responsible for that. I mean, this is good news. I mean, under the previous administration, we had very high unemployment. In fact, the state of Nevada was number one in bankruptcy per capita under the previous president. Now we can't find enough employees to fill the jobs slots that we have. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act that was passed in December has turned this economy 180 degrees here in the state of Nevada, both in northern Nevada and southern Nevada. We've never seen anything like it, probably in our lifetime. In fact, in July, we almost created 10,000, this is according to the governor's office, created about 10,000 jobs. And we're going to do that month over month over month. And I think this is sustainable for years to come. So the question you have is an important question. How do we fill these slots?
How do we fill these slots? And so In looking, there's not going to be comprehensive immigration reform because there's too many places to argue about it. Is there an opportunity, is there a discussion in the Senate at this point in time, or in the Congress in general, to take smaller bites of the apple? For example, allowing people to come here to work, not to be permanent residents,
right,
not to be citizens, but to be able to come here and work. And from every level, from construction and ranching, all the way up to computers.
Correct. The answer to your question is yes. There's been a lot of discussions about that. But this discussion has been going on for a dozen years, talking about how difficult it is now to get work visas and cards necessary in order to bring workers in. We have onion farmers in my county that bring, in fact, is the largest work visa user in the state of Nevada, brings 1,500 employees. And he tells me, you know, a
this
dozen years
ago. This is Perry Farms in Smith Valley.
Correct.
Where you have your ranch.
Yes, yes. Perry Farms will tell you that, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, you could move these people back and forth. This government has gotten so big, regulations so tight, it's making it more and more difficult. Government needs to back off and allow for these work visas to be expanded for the very reason you're talking about, and that is not having enough employees out there. This is the great thing about our economy right now, is it has expanded to such a level that people are able to create jobs, but the problem is finding the employees to take those jobs.
Okay, but isn't it Congress's job to do that? I mean, your colleague, Congressman Amede,
yes,
says that it's Congress that needs to get off their duff. It's not the president. It's the Congress that needs to pass this.
Sure, sure. There's things we need to agree on. One, we need to agree on securing the borders. I think if we're going to have an immigration reform, by the way, I'm the guy that supported one of 14 Republicans that supported immigration reform the last time. And I continue to support immigration reform, but it has to start with a secure border. And the second thing, I think we can all agree on that too. I think Republicans and Democrats agree we need to have the border secure. The second thing we can agree on, and that is that we have a criminal element now in this country that pushes drugs, that create gangs. They're committing felonies, and we read about it in the papers all the time.
All right,
but that
now
needs to change.
Okay, so now you're bringing up my entire point,
okay,
which is that you're looking at a comprehensive form of immigration reform, and
but
what I'm saying
talking
is
about
that
principles that everybody agrees on.
But you know, the last time we saw a major effort for this to occur was with John McCain, Harry Reid, and President Bush, George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And it blew up because Senator McCain decided to run for president. So you're not going to get everything, and that's the problem with comprehensive immigration reform. You're never going to get anything in one package. And yes, everybody has a wish list of all these different things.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for example, the border wall is one problem and potentially a solution.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have more people coming in through the airports and through the ports on tourist visas that overstay their visas. That
sure,
is a far
sure
bigger problem,
that is a big problem
than the border.
Absolutely.
So, but what I'm talking about is that we have zero, virtually zero unemployment in this country.
Yeah.
And all of the good things that are happening with business are going to come crashing down if we
correct
don't allow
correct
some way to let workers come into
I
the country. And we certainly have plenty of vetting systems in place to be able to allow that. And
yeah,
we've been doing that since the 60s, if
yeah
not beyond.
Sam, you know me. I am the fifth most bipartisan member of the United States Senate. I am always looking for solutions to try to solve these particular issues that we have in front of us, including the issue that you're talking about right now. I hate to point fingers, and we do a lot of that in Washington, D.C. Everybody points fingers. I think the United States Senate would sign a bill that could get out of the House of Representatives. Our problem is we can't get a bill out of the House of Representatives, even bills that the president supports, which are pretty aggressive. But they've tried conservative reform, they've tried moderate reform, they've tried liberal reform. You cannot get anything that has anything to do with immigration reform out of the House of Representatives. And I would share this with you. If, in fact, the House could actually get their act together and pass a piece of legislation with or without the president's support, and I think in this case it probably would have the president's support, that it would pass the United States Senate. That's where, I mean, we've passed it out of the Senate. And you say back to George W. Bush and McCain running for the Senate, that's not correct, because we did have the bills 5 or 6 years ago under President Obama that did pass out of the United States Senate. I participated in that debate and voted for it, sent it over to the House to where it died.
But it wasn't as big a bill as the one
that
I was...
Oh, it was aggressive. It was aggressive, Sam. I mean, if that bill
were passed...
But
don't you think the House is going to be affected by the fact that the economy is going to start going backwards when companies are not able to fulfill their obligations to grow and reward their stockholders if they can't get the employees to do the jobs. I mean, isn't that how Congress works?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Sam, this economy is not going to go backwards. The reason this economy is growing is that there's more and more capital flowing into our country.
Reason Who's going to do the work?
The whole reason for tax reform was to get this capital, trillions of dollars that were offshore, that they refused to bring into the United States because of a double taxation. Trillions of dollars are going to come into this country over the
agree
next
with you more.
4 or 5 years.
Who's going to do the work? That's the problem. Let's take a break. We can continue this after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. Like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
I'm Jonathan Scott from Property Brothers. I'm a Nevadan. Let me tell you why I support question three. I've seen energy choice work. Customers in states with real energy choice have seen their rates drop by 14%. Solar companies are ready to build projects in Nevada if question three passes. They'll provide energy at a lower rate to residential customers than the NV Energy monopoly. Don't believe the no on three scare tactics. Question three is about your right to choose cheaper, cleaner energy. Get the facts.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. So I'm going to ask one more time, where do we get the workers from? How do we fix this part of the equation? And yes, I agree on all of the positive things you're talking about.
Yes.
My business is feeling it. Every business I work with is feeling it.
80% of manufacturers outside are saying that, and this is creating the problem we're talking about, 80% of the manufacturers in the state of Nevada and small businesses are saying that they're going to expand their business. That's how well and how good the economy is running, as long as they can find employees to take the jobs. And that's what I think is so great about this economy, is that if you don't like the job you have, there's a better job out there. That's what a strong economy means. Not that you're stuck in a job that you don't like, is that you have an opportunity to get a better job. And that's what we're seeing in the state of Nevada right now, people moving. For the first time in 10 years, they say that 20% of society is leaving their job. The reason they're leaving their job is because they're going to a better job. That is a strong, solid economy. But you're right, we have to expand. We have to expand the work visa programs that we have in the state of Nevada and across this country so that we can bring employees in to do the work.
All right, let's move on to another topic. And this is a serious one that gets some discussion but not a lot, which is that we have a population that wasn't raised on pensions. They were given 401ks and other programs like that.
Defined contributions.
Yes. And I think that when it occurred about 40 years ago, I thought, this doesn't sound like a smart plan, letting people choose for themselves what to invest in when they have no idea about anything to do with finance. And now those people are retiring. They have very little in savings. There is, you know, just above 0% interest rates. We're going to see an increasing elderly population that's going to fall into bankruptcy. Is there talk on Capitol Hill about these people and what we're going to do with them?
Well, I've been discussing this in the Finance Committee since I've been here in the United States Senate. our safety nets for any senior today are better today than it was prior to the 1930s. You know, obviously, Social Security came into effect in 1930, Medicaid, Medicare in the 60s, and prescription drug benefits through Medicare in 2003. So these programs are expanding, and they should continue to expand. And we should make sure that people have support in Social Security, Medicare, and the drug program in their senior twilight years. What the big problem is that we're seeing is that they have more debt. It isn't necessarily that they don't have the income, is that they have a tremendous amount of debt. In fact, we've seen in the last 20 years, the amount of seniors that have mortgages have doubled. And the size of the mortgages have tripled. And so that's what's, I think, causing some of the consternation out there, is we have more seniors now that are going into retirement with more debt than we've ever seen before. And these safety net programs and Social Security and Medicare and their retirements just can't keep up with the kind of debt that we're seeing out there. I'll continue to obviously support Social Security, Medicare, and some of these other programs that I think have been very, very beneficial.
Do you see any government solution for this, or is this you're on your own and
no,
good luck?
That's why we have Social Security. That's
no, no,
why
I
we
know,
have
but
Medicare.
I mean, that's not going to, you know, Social Security, if they're using that to pay off, you know, their mortgage, that's cutting into the
well,
money.
Well, the bottom line is that I don't think businesses do enough explanation on their defined contribution as opposed to their defined benefits that we saw prior to 40 years ago. That we see probably from a government employees, you have more defined benefit programs at the government level than you do in the private sector. But that education needs to be there, or we're going to continue to have this problem that continues, or it's going to continue to increase.
I mean, do you see an elderly suicide rate going up because people just don't have the funds to carry on?
Well, again, that's the reason that we have these safety nets out there, to make sure that these elderly do get health care, make sure that they do get a pension if it is through Social Security. My parents are on Social Security, and I know how difficult it is, and clearly I will tell you there's room for improvement when it comes to Social Security and making sure that they're livable plans. But obviously, it's an effort, an issue that we need to continue to take a look at and try to minimize the concerns that seniors do have as they come into the state of Nevada. We're seeing a lot of transition now in the state.
Well, that's
right
one
now,
of the reasons I asked the question.
In.
All right, let's take a break. We're running out of time. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The 6th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association, motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue, and Par Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Your health is personal. So take it personally. Your own senator lied to you about your health care. Dean Heller, after swearing he wouldn't, Heller voted to let insurance companies deny coverage for pre-existing conditions and charge older Nevadans more for the same care. All while Heller's voting to raise prescription drug costs. After he lied to you about your health care, how can we trust anything Dean Heller says? Majority Forward is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. One of the big issues that has been occurring for years in Nevada, and prompted in a large part by Ralph Todray when he was with Sunbelt Broadcasting, was the topic of autism. And we are now at this point seeing across the country, thousands and thousands, if not millions of kids who are aging out of the system. They were taken care of when they were 18 or younger through school, etc. But now they're moving into the general population. Are we seeing anything in the Congress to where we're looking at solutions for how we're going to deal with them? Because as their parents die off, which they will, and these kids grow up, they're not able to work, they're not able to fend for themselves. What's going to happen to these kids?
Well, I've been fortunate enough going around Las Vegas and looking at a number of programs that are there, that are available, especially to relieve some of the stress and strain on the families, where these young adults can go into educational settings and continue to learn. You know, by law, you're required to allow autistic children and those with learning disabilities, they have a right to go to school and get their education up through the age of 18.
But I'm talking more about adults. So I apologize,
correct.
We're running out of time here.
But we have a tremendous, so the private sector really is picking up on this. Private sector has done a great job in Las Vegas and in Reno to provide programs available. That doesn't mean that there isn't room for improvement, but we've seen some great strides of getting them work, getting them jobs, and helping them with their self-worth, and that's the key. And I think government can do more, and there's several pieces of legislation that we have here that I have supported in the past that would help allow and provide grant dollars to these programs so that they can continue to assist these families and these young adults that need this kind of care and help.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for taking the time in a very busy week here on Capitol Hill to be on Nevada Newsmakers.
Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
Hanoi Jane Fonda, sitting on an anti-aircraft gun aimed at American planes. She says she's just posing for pictures. Here's Congresswoman Jackie Rosen. She's just posing for pictures, too, at a campaign photo op. But Jackie Rosen was supposed to be at work in Washington that day, voting to help Vietnam veterans dying from Agent Orange. Now we learn Hanoi Jane raised Jackie Rosen money for her campaign. Get the picture? NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Congresswoman Jackie Rosen for the whole show on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.